Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 85. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 58. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, otherwise sunny with a high of 82. And more showers are possible early Thursday night, then partly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunny and 82 throughout Friday and clear skies Friday night with a low around 53 degrees. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. All eyes are on Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach after the line item veto from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly on the K-12 education budget on Friday last week. As KWCH News reports, the veto would have allowed school districts to continue their current previous year enrollments by being able to look at the higher of two previous years to determine the amount of state aid going into a school district, as the legislative change would have only allowed the school districts to look at the previous year.
And this year, for academic program per grades 7 through 12. And as we move forward to create a long-term agreement, obviously, funding plays a big role into that.
Now, Jamie Wettig, the superintendent for the Fowler School District on KWCH News, Kansas State Representative Christy Williams, who chairs the K-12 Education Budget Committee, says she is pleased that overall the budget was passed by the governor and talks about the one line item veto.
We don't want to fund empty school seats. We need to make sure that the dollars get to where the kids are actually at.
Good America Network News.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of 600 to 800 head of cattle. A few of our featured consignments this week will be 16 5 to 8 year old pairs that'll have 150 pound calves at their side. Calves would be Charlotte Cross calves. Then we'll have two loads of mixed heifers that'll be weighing 875 to 9, and we'll have a load of mostly black steers selling this week that'll be weighing 850 to 9. If you want to see a full list of all of our consignments for this week and our upcoming sales, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54 and online at eldoradolivestock.com. With the end of the school year, both for K-12 public education and higher education for the 2023 school year, the University of Kansas of Pharmacy has officially recognized one of their professors, Harold Godwin, a professor emeritus, as the 2023 Distinguished Service Award recipient. WIBW reports that the professor from Ness City has served Kansas University for 47 years in different faculty and administrative roles for the School of Pharmacy and at the University of Kansas Health System. During the award ceremony, the dean of the Kansas University School of Pharmacy, Ronald Reagan, shared the comment saying, quote, "The University of Kansas School of Pharmacy has built a stellar reputation on the shoulders of smart, caring, hardworking, and personable individuals with a common pursuit of excellence in all they do. Harold Godwin is one of those people." Godwin has been practicing in the pharmacy for 20 years and received his bachelor's degree in pharmacy at KU, then pursued his master's in hospital pharmacy at Ohio State University. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Get $70 back via reward card after online submission with your purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Start summer with savings. Drive Michelin and the Michelin Pilot Sport All Season 4. Get $70 via reward card after online submission with your purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Buy now. Terms and conditions apply. Full details. Offer extends through June 2nd at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With election season for 2024 already heating up across the country, one organization's already trying to get a ballot measure on the 2024 ballot for the state of Nebraska, including the Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana. As KSNB Local Channel 4 says, they have officially filed a petition to begin their efforts, looking to overturn a decision from the Nebraska Supreme Court back in 2020. As they failed to gather enough signatures in 2022.
We are just one of three states that have absolutely no legal medical cannabis access for individuals. And that isn't something Nebraska should be proud of. We have many suffering individuals. We have children, such as my son with epilepsy. We have cancer patients and patients with, you know, horrible diseases.
House Krista Eggers, the campaign manager for Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana on KSNB Local Channel 4. They say that if medical marijuana is legalized, it could replace many of the harmful opioids that they see in the state. Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and continued efforts to clean up nuisance properties in the community. Code enforcement reported 5 properties reviewed at the last meeting have been cleaned up and resolved. 4 other properties were added with a nuisance resolution notice at 410 Carolina, 500 Elm, 211 North 4th, and 1600 Calhoun. These have 10 days to clean up debris. Condemnation hearings will be scheduled within 45 days for 4 additional properties, including 1009 North, the former Eagles Club at 707 North 8th, Thunderbird Motel at 819 Pony Express Highway, and at 406 Jenkins for properties in disrepair. Unanimous approval was given to proceed with engineering services at a cost of $128,000 for the South 10th Highway 77 project, which is expected to be a $1.7 million project. Council expressed concern that a final connection to the Spring Creek Bridge is not included, and the State Department of Transportation has not responded to requests to consider including the work. A bid for repair and overlay of North 17th Street, adjacent to a new car wash under construction, was tabled for review if adding curb and gutter would be worth consideration. The car wash developers did consent to sharing cost in repairing the street damaged by equipment during construction. Repair and overlay only was bid at $45,000. Police Chief Matt Simpson presented a $50,000 bid for remote key control operations for the police department, City Hall, and Chamber and Main Street building, as well as a video surveillance system. Council consensus was to approve moving forward with installing the systems at the police department and the Chamber and Main Street building, and later review options for City Hall and the swimming pool. Washington City Council recently discussed options for resurfacing city streets, including milling an overlay or recycling asphalt to reduce costs. 3 blocks near the hospital are being considered for replacement, with estimates of more than $1 million per block. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall was in Morrillville Wednesday, touring the State Line Dairy. The annual K-State Catbacker Tour concludes a 2-week run across Kansas this week and includes a stop Thursday in Seneca as well as Topeka. Your news on your time, the morning and midday news blocks, as well as our public affairs programs, are downloaded on our website at KNDYRadio.com and available on our Facebook page as well. Tabrina A. Tabby Meyer, age 58, of rural Hollenburg, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Tabby Meyer. A memorial service for Ronald E. Ewing, formerly of Frankfort, who passed away December 30th, 2022, is planned graveside at the Frankfort Cemetery this Saturday, May 27th, 10:30, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of local arrangements for Ronald Ewing. Marvell Boston, age 85, of Washington, passed away May 14th.
A funeral service is planned Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the church. Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville in charge of arrangements for Marvell, Boston. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Ritz Chicken with rice, mixed vegetables, and cinnamon apples. Tomorrow, pork tender with mashed potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News, time 7:15.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Waterville Community Connections invites everyone to Nickel Day Saturday in Waterville. And the fun kicking off Friday night with a burger bash at the community center from 5 to 7 and a cruise night follow. Then Saturday, the Lions Pancake Feed serves 7:30 till 10 at the community center. Games featured 10 to 2, plus a car show with a beer garden, food concessions, parade and bike parade Saturday at 2:15, and rail rides on the Central Branch Railroad. Kick off the fun Friday night with Nickel Day Saturday in Waterville.
If you are looking for a new career opportunity, the Marshall County Sheriff's Department is accepting applications for jail staff. Applicants must be 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or equivalent, no felony or domestic violence charges, and pass a drug and background check, along with an entry-level exam. Starting at $20 per hour plus benefits, including paid vacation, sick hours, retirement, and health packages, applicants must be expected to book, search, transport, and assist in the care of inmates along with other duties. Jail staff shifts are 12 hours, 4 days on and 4 days off, allowing for more flexibility in your schedule. Applications can be picked up at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 107 South 13th Street, Marysville, or online at marshallcoks.org. Contact Sheriff Tim Ackerman for further questions or to apply for this jailer position with the Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Still staying warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Some showers may continue early Thursday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Still sunny throughout the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night, staying clear with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Some showers may continue early on Sunday, then mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And another slight chance for some showers throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 79. Record high on this date, 97. The average low, 57, and the record low, 37. Sunset this evening, 8:41. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07. Sunny and 57 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 24th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
May is Maytag Month at your hometown Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Large capacity Maytag washers and dryers are marked $5.88 each. And now buy three appliances and receive an additional $200 gift card free from Maytag. Brand Source Appliance also has large selections of in-stock appliances from Bosch, LG, Samsung, and Whirlpool. And always free shipping to your door within 100 miles on all purchases $2.99 and up. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Car enthusiast, mark your calendar for Saturday, June 3rd. The 32nd annual Marysville Auto Fest is downtown on the Bricks. $20 per car entry fee will include drawings for door prizes, cash giveaways, and they'll award trophies. entertainment with a beer garden throughout the day, a Friday night cruise, 5:30 till 8:30, Saturday registration 8 till noon, the car show runs noon till 3:30. For details, phone 402-239-2971 or 785-556-0576. Find Marysville Auto Fest on Facebook.
Celtics live to fight again, and the Dallas Stars on the brink. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports in Miami.
Grant Williams on Butler, Tatum blocking the corner, Derek White blocking the three of Robinson. Now Tatum with the swagger, crossover, step back three!
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Jason Tatum knocked down that tray to put the Celtics up 14 in the fourth quarter of an elimination game against the Heat in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Tatum and the Celtics used a strong second half to parlay a six-point halftime deficit into a 17-point victory. 116-99 and force at least one more game. Tatum scored 33 points, grabbed 11 boards, and dished out 7 assists. Post-game?
We didn't play well those first three games. We didn't deserve the win, but, you know, we didn't want that to define us, define the season. And we still got a long uphill battle to go. But tonight was a good start. Just to try to carry this momentum towards Thursday.
Game 5 is in Boston Thursday night. Stanley Cup playoffs up 2-0 on the Dallas Stars in the Western Conference Finals. The Golden Knights started early. A little over a minute into the game, Jonathan Marchessault found the back of the net.
Eichel to the right wall, Marchessault. Those two combined for the game-tying goal late in Game 2. Eichel gloves down a loose puck. He's left a shot. They score! Eichel to Marchessault!
The call on KKGK. Vegas wasn't done, adding two more in the first and one in the second en route to a 4-0 shutout of Dallas and a commanding 3-0 series lead. They go for the sweep Thursday night. Tonight, the Florida Panthers go for their own sweep, hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. Baseball's best Rays had a night to forget, clobbered by the Blue Jays in a football-like score of 20-1. The Astros had their 8-game winning streak snapped in a 6-0 shutout at the hands of the Brewers. In Atlanta, Jason Hayward went yard against his old team, powering the Dodgers to an 8-1 win over the Braves. Top Dodger pitching prospect Bobby Miller allowing just one run earned over 5 innings in his big league debut. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Washington County Tiger Golf Team finished runner-up to South Gray in the 1A State Golf Tournament at Emporia this week, 14 strokes out of first. Led by Monty Hockett, who shot an 84 both Monday and Tuesday for 12th place. Carson Kern was 18th, Connor Geppner 19th, among top 20 individuals. Centralia Panthers were 7th overall, led by Drew Gibbs, finishing 11th place with a 79 on Tuesday, and Paxton Bowers was top 20 with an 87. In the 2A state meet at Heston, Valley Heights' Jaden DeWalt hit 80 on Tuesday, 7 strokes ahead of Monday's finish, but did not finish top 20. Jack Lauer of Marysville High School was 18th overall in 3A at Dodge City with an 80 Monday and 77 on Tuesday.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Get ready to save big this Memorial Day with Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Purchase a new 2023 Ram 1500 Bighorn and receive up to $9,480 in total savings. Don't miss this spectacular offer. See Twin Rivers' incredible selection today online at twinriv.com or in person on West Court in Beatrice. Experience the ultimate in power, performance, and style with a new Ram 1500 and available with an incredible savings offer from Twin Rivers in Beatrice.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Wednesday, May the 24th. Before we get rolling on this Wednesday, let's take a look back at yesterday and check out the markets. Here's how your Tuesday finished. July corn, 577.5, up 6.5, up 6.5. Corn for September, 512, up 7.25. Kansas City wheat for July, 841.5, up 15.75. Kansas City wheat for September, up 16 at 833.75. July oats up 7 at 321.5. September oats 328.25, up 6.75. Looking at July soybeans, 13.22 and a half final price, down 18.75. Soybeans for August, 12.58 3/4, down 16.75. Looking at cotton for July, 84.28 final price, down $1.04. December cotton, 82.44, down 94 cents. Live cattle for June, final price, 164.27 and a half, down 77.5 cents. High, 165.82 and a half, low, 164.12 and a half. Live cattle for August finished at $162.57 and a half. That's down $1.02 and a half. High was $164.15, low $162.50. Feeder cattle for May, final price, $207.80. That's up $1.22 and a half. High was $207.92 and a half, low $207.22 and a half. Feeder cattle for August, final price, $233.47 and a half. That's down $1.42 and a half. And that's your market information.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated features a cattle sale each Thursday. Call any of their fieldmen or call the sale barn for early consignment listings. And remember, Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Disease, nutrition, temperament, temperature changes, and other stresses can affect embryo survival in cattle. K-State beef reproductive specialist Sandy Johnson focuses on how short-term changes in nutrition can impact embryos.
If we focus on nutrition, there are a number of metabolic hormones that regulate lots of things about animal homeostasis and how hungry animals are and how we use those nutrients. But they also impact the embryo. And one example we can give is if we restrict an animal's intake, we can see a change in insulin in a relatively short period of time. And I'm talking a pretty severe change in nutrient intake. And so we can see then if we experimentally try to replace that insulin in an embryo in a dish, that we can get relatively normal development compared to an embryo that faced insulin deficiency.
Johnson discusses how nutrition changes can influence what happens to some embryos.
If those changes occur when that embryo is at a critical time, then those embryos can be impacted. And so there are a number of metabolic hormones that are involved, and by using insulin as an example, I'm oversimplifying, but we do know these things to happen. It doesn't kill all the embryos. Some of them are more able to maybe adjust in some manner. But we do reduce some embryo viability by these changes in nutrition.
Producers are reminded of factors to take into consideration as their cattle are getting bred. She also shares what an ideal world would look like to increase chances of embryo survival.
So we just want to remind producers to be aware of, you know, some of these short-term changes at key times can impact embryo survival. And as we're forced into management situations to deal with feed availability, you know, we probably can't eliminate all of these, but we need to understand that they can have an impact and try to minimize those impacts. And, you know, our ideal world, if we had to move or change nutrition, if we could get those pregnancies to 45 days when implantation occurs and beyond, that would be the ideal world.
That was K-State beef reproductive specialist Sandy Johnson with how nutritional changes in the short term can affect embryo survival in cattle. To learn more about this topic, go to www.ksubeef.org to find her article, Influence of Short-Term Nutritional Changes on Embryo Survival. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Physically and behaviorally, dogs and their owners often become remarkably similar. There's an explanation, and we will share it today from the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 24th. It is the 144th day of the year. It's not your imagination. Dogs and their owners, by and large, do share physical and personality traits. Physical similarities are easy to explain. We're drawn to pets who are minus of ourselves, so we choose a pet with similar physical attributes. But even their personality is likely to mirror our own. That's because dogs are highly attuned to our emotional state. Research shows that animals who are high-strung and nervous are getting that vibe from their masters. A chilled-out owner, on the other hand, is likely to have a relaxed, easygoing pet. Something to keep in mind when training or trying to soothe your pet or picking up what you're putting down. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine 58 degrees with highs forecast into the 80s again today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals brought the series even with the Detroit Tigers last night by getting a 4-1 win. The Royals recorded 11 hits on the night. Now the Royals have a chance to win another series as those two teams wrap up their three-game series at Kauffman Stadium tonight at 6:40. The Royals will have a day off tomorrow before they start a Memorial Weekend series with the Washington Nationals at Kauffman Stadium. Start. Last night they got beat by Memphis 10-6. Wichita State will now have to come through the loser's bracket. The Big 12 baseball tournament gets underway today down in Arlington, Texas. It's an early game for the Kansas State Wildcats. In fact, they will be the first one up against number 4 TCU. Kansas State is seeded 5th in the tournament. For the Kansas Jayhawks, they will take on the number 1 seed in Texas. You can see that game starting at 11:30 on ESPN+.
Washington County Tiger Golf Team finished runner-up to South Gray in the 1A State Golf Tournament at Emporia this week, 14 strokes out of first, led by Monty Huckett, who shot an 84 both Monday and Tuesday for 12th place. Carson Kern was 18th, Connor Geppner 19th, among top 20 individuals. Centralia Panthers were 7th overall, led by Drew Gibbs, finishing 11th place with a 79 on Tuesday, and Paxton Bowers was top 20 with an 87. In the 2A state meet at Heston, Valley Heights' Jaden DeWalt hit 80 on Tuesday, 7 strokes ahead of Monday's finish, but did not finish top 20. Jack Lauer of Marysville High School was 18th overall in 3A at Dodge City, with an 80 Monday and 77 on Tuesday.
Many area student-athletes took to the track and field last week for their regional track meet. Punching their ticket to the state meet this Friday and Saturday in Wichita, both Washington County and Valley Heights had many athletes perform extremely well. A team first-place finish was the final result after the dust settled for the Washington County girls as they won the 1A Mankato Rock Hills Regional. Junior Kirsten Tholstra placed second and third in the 200 and 400-meter dash, respectively. Sophomore Addie Gakel made it a clean sweep in the hurdles, placing first with a time of 15.82 seconds in the 100 meters and another first in the 300 hurdles with a time of 46.77 seconds. Sophomore Mackenzie Baker finished third in the 800-meter run,
while junior Lily Richard placed first in pole vault with a vault of 10 feet, while sophomore Jesse Hoover won javelin while also breaking the school record with a throw of 144 feet and 7 inches. The group of Tholstrup, Gakel, Hoover, and Alyssa Juneman placed second in the 4x1, while Tholstrup, Hoover, Baker, and Gakel brought home the gold in the girls' 4x800 meter. Senior Peyton LeDuc is the lone boy making the trip to Wichita as he placed first in javelin with a throw of 157 feet and 2 inches. The Valley Heights Mustangs will be sending a total of 15 competitors to the state track meet this weekend in Wichita. Running and hosting the 2A Valley Heights Regional, the girls' 4x8 team consisting of Ann Tober, Maggie Tober, Taya Smith, and Tessa Miller punched their ticket with a third-place finish. Individually, senior Taya Smith placed fourth in the 400 meter. Sophomore Tessa Miller placed fourth in javelin, while fellow sophomore Brooke Porter finished third in long jump. The boys had a strong showing themselves, sending 8 competitors individually. Sophomore Jaden DeWalt placed third in the 100 meter dash as well as pole vault. Sophomores Montana Martin finished third in the 200, while Logan Gray placed third in the 400. Senior Caden Parker placed fourth in the 800. Juniors Kaysen Bigham and Tyrell Wagner rounded out the field events as they were both able to take fourth-place finishes in discus and shot put, respectively. The group of Bigham, Parker, Ekstrom, and Gray brought home a third-place finish in the 4x4, while the 4x8 third place also went to the Mustangs group of Gray, Ekstrom, Stryker, and Parker. The state track meet kicks off Friday at Cessna Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University. Thank you to the TVL Spotlight on Facebook for placing and times. Stay tuned right here all week as we highlight our area athletes during this spring sports season.
Waterville's annual Nickel Day celebration is Saturday with the Lions Pancake Feed at the Community Center 7:30 till 10. Games from 10 to 2, plus a car show, beer garden, food trucks, parade, and bike parade at 2:15, rail rides on the Central Branch Railroad, and more. An invitation to the Nickel Day in Waterville Saturday. From Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, your Napa parts store, and Do It Best Hardware. If Mark doesn't have what you need, he can get it. Old-fashioned service at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. Blue Valley Trailers Waterville, featuring new and used trailers of all types, gooseneck hitches, and they're your Hustler lawnmower dealer. Go online at bluevalleytrailers.com. Dr. Nicole Porter and